Soft skills produce cold, hard cash. Do you have what it takes to run a business? Welcome back to Teacher Tales, where we follow one teacher fighting her way through career burnout to find work-life balance and educational bliss, if it still exists. On this episode of Teacher Tales, we learn that soft skills always work. This time in the form of entrepreneurship. But first, another tale from your favorite teacher. Tegan Raines, an enthusiastic high school teacher, has always believed in the power of education to shape young minds. One day, she found herself inspired by a vision to introduce her grade school students to the world of entrepreneurship. She believed that instilling entrepreneurial skills early could empower them to be innovative, resourceful, and resilient in the face of challenges. Tegan designed a unique curriculum that turned her classroom into a mini business incubator. Each student was tasked with creating and managing their own small business. The excitement among the students was palpable as they brainstormed ideas, developed business plans, and set out to turn their visions into reality. Okay, have you ever done anything like this in your classroom, friends, fellow teachers? When has there been a time where you were inspired by a project? Tegan's classroom buzzed with creativity and collaboration. Students learned valuable lessons about teamwork, problem solving, and critical thinking as they encountered the real-world challenges of running a business. They developed practical skills such as budgeting, marketing, and customer service through hands-on experience, buying and selling from one another. As the entrepreneurial spirit flourished, Tegan introduced simulations and business games to further immerse her students in the intricacies of entrepreneurship. The classroom transformed into a dynamic marketplace where students made decisions about product development, pricing strategies, and even faced unexpected challenges like supply chain disruptions or changing consumer preferences. Through these simulations, students not only learned about the risks and rewards of entrepreneurship, but also developed resilience and adaptability. They discovered that setbacks were not failures, but opportunities to learn and shift when the business landscape changed. Tegan guided them through the process, emphasizing the importance of embracing failure as a stepping stone to success. The impact of Tegan's entrepreneurship program was evident as her students confidently presented their business to a panel of investors during a culminating event filled with parents, teachers, and community members. Tegan's vision had come to life, and she witnessed firsthand the transformation in her students. They not only gained practical entrepreneurial skills, but also developed a mindset of curiosity, creativity, and perseverance. Tegan's high school classroom became a hub of innovation, providing that the seeds of entrepreneurship could be sown early, fostering a generation of young minds ready to navigate the complexities of the future. So, friends, teachers, entrepreneurship. This is one of the hottest topics I think that's out there right now. And I think that American society has embraced for a long time because a lot of people have realized and are starting to realize that you can't really get ahead unless you have oftentimes this second income, which usually means you started a business of your own, that you have complete control over, where you can take most of the profits for yourself and for your family to create generational wealth. Now, this does not come without its own issues, hangups, difficulties, right? Entrepreneurship is no walk in the park. It is difficult, or at least it can be, especially when you're starting from scratch and you haven't done it before. So with Tegan, I tried to create a space where she was introducing these different concepts of budgeting, of supply chain management, supply and demand. Remember when COVID happened and so many people were laid off, they lost their jobs, and they had to shift, they had to figure out what to do next. And a lot of people started small businesses just by looking at, okay, what do I do well? What is my expertise? What can I offer the world? And so much has come from that. And people are still successful to this day just from being forced into a situation where they had to think creatively and come up with solutions that were not necessarily at their fingertips beforehand. Because a lot of times we can get comfortable just living paycheck to paycheck. Think about how crazy that is. But myself included, sometimes you just get into the malaise and just the work. You know, you're in the day-to-day and you're just trying to figure out how to make things work. A lot of times just how to make ends meet. And you're not thinking about the bigger picture and what more you can do. Because as adults, we know that more comes with more work, more headache, more responsibilities. I mean, I'm recording this episode at 12:06 a.m. after pulling my hamstring playing basketball earlier this morning. But, you know, part of what I do here is provide myself with a platform to open the possibility of maybe doing my own thing full time someday, hopefully. So that's what Tegan is trying to introduce to her kids in this episode. And so creating and managing their own businesses, even in the classroom setting, just opens the door for them to learn so much more than they otherwise would have. Developing these practical entrepreneurial skills will be invaluable lessons to the children of her classroom, because kids learn by doing, even if it's make-believe. Putting them in a situation where they can learn these skills by actually coming up with their own business plan, actually having to think about, okay, if I was to start a business, what would that business be? Would it be service? You know, would it be goods? What would I be offering to the world, to my community, to my friends, to the adults at my church, at my community center, in my neighborhood? What can I offer? And now, how can I make that into a business? When you are putting kids in the mindset of doing and not just standing up and teaching from a PowerPoint, but saying, hey, now it's your turn to create, I believe that kids learn more in those instances. However, or rather, moreover, this also puts less strain on you as a teacher. Now, hear me out here. When you have a project, right? There is a lot of work to do on the front end, absolutely. But once you create it, once you plan it out, you know, 3-4 days a week, 2 weeks, depending on how many checkpoints you have, what all you want to show your kids how to do during this time span. Once you have created this project and you give it to the kids, now that frees you up to be able to circulate the room, to be able to ask questions and probe. And a lot of times what I like to do is I like to shoot down those first ideas, especially if it's not an A-plus idea or at least an A idea. If it's just good or okay, I start to probe and ask questions to get them to think about how could this idea either be better? How can we maximize this idea? Or they realize this idea is not going to work. I have to shift with the landscape of Mr. Franklin's class and do something different. I have to do something that is going to be maybe a little bit more challenging, maybe a little more original, a little more creative. So when I'm able to do that as a teacher and the kids are working and I just have these checkpoints, because it's not really about the grades, it's about the experience, right? I have these checkpoints of things that they have to turn in at certain times. And those checkpoints are just used for accountability, right? So I'm not spending as much time grading quiz or tests or essays. I can grade based on what is presented at the end, you know, so the content naturally takes care of itself because a little bit of that social pressure starts to kick in where people see other people's work. They get to see other people's projects. They get to see other people's posters and they think, oh no, we can't be the worst group up there when we get up. We have to be better than this. So they start to really challenge themselves. So along with these projects, there are other kinds of simulation games and resources online. I know when I have Ms. Zeitz on later on this week, and we talked about this website called playspent.org, where kids have to spend money and get a real job. And after so many times like missing work, you get fired and you basically fail the game. But life throws all of these different obstacles in the way as the students make decisions. Maybe there's a flat tire that takes money out of your pocket. Maybe you get a speeding ticket and you got to contest, or do you want to just pay it? Everything has its ramifications. Your kid gets sick, right? So now are you taking a day off work? Or are you sending your kid to school sick, but then you eventually have to take off work and you have to pay a doctor's bill? So having these different kinds of games and simulations allow for students to be immersed in not just entrepreneurial scenarios, but real life scenarios. So from there, we can then discuss the benefits of having this experience and how students start to really think about these grown-up problems that happen. So we don't want our kids to have real kids right now, but we do want them to get the experience of having to make difficult decisions as an adult. And from there, they can understand the consequences of their actions in a controlled and educational environment. So there are tons of resources like this out online. I challenge you to go find them, integrate them into your classroom, introduce them to your students, because it will make them better and it will also make you a better teacher with a more fun, real world, real life experience classroom. So before we get out of here, project-based learning, creating opportunities for entrepreneurship in your class is a great idea if you can make it fit. And I think with enough finagling, right? Enough room in that curriculum. I think that we can all find a way to do it. Also, there are tons of resources out there that not only help for entrepreneurship, but also create these simulated worlds for kids to be able to make grown-up decisions and really see how those things affect their life and the people around them. So that is our episode for today. Of course, I have on the illustrious Ms. Zeitz to talk about personal finance, entrepreneurship, the ridiculous mistakes that we made along the way as well. But until next time, keep teaching, keep learning, and I will see you all on the next journey.